Would you ever teach older special ed?
No, I like little kids.
Yeah, okay. You know, male teachers aren't allowed to say shit like that.
I hear a very intimidating accent. Where are you from?
From Moscow.
Moscow. Okay, cool. Okay, yeah, we've all watched the news. Relax. Yes, if he wasn't so muscular, I would bring it up. But you know what I mean? An assassin in the front. All right. That's beautiful. It's a budding romance. Maybe I'll talk to the woman. Are you also from Moscow?
No.
Oh, okay. Where are you from?
I'm Persian, from Iran.
Persian from Iran. Okay. Fun couple. All right. You two could really cause some shit globally. Honestly, that's... Anyone who's not in the news. I feel like Wolf Blitzer. My ex-girlfriend, she was Indian. Probably still is. And the... Where did you guys meet?
Hinge.
Cool. I've never dated online.
Where did you find your girlfriend?
Where did I find my ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, suddenly we met on Hinge. To be honest, where I met her was she was sitting right there. I met her here at this club.
Oh.
Yes, and guess where I met you? This is so uncomfortable because we've already proven you're my type. And yes, will you guys let me pursue my fucking dream? Jesus.
Do you have a girlfriend, sir?
No.
Oh, okay. What about you? Do you think that response is going to speed the show along? What do you think? You have a couple girlfriends. Wow, I did not see that coming. What? How did you meet these ladies?
Friends.
Yeah.
Friends in college.
Yeah. Okay.
Friends.
Yeah. Just say that three different ways. All right. Well, you're not ready to commit to just one?
No.
Okay. That always goes well. Well, I had my heart broken. This happened a couple years ago, but I still haven't healed.
Potato, potato.
What's that? Potato, potato. Google that expression and see when you're supposed to use it. I don't think that was the right time. Have you ever stared a young man in the face, connected with them over heartbreak, and have them say, potato, potato? I do see what they see in you, though, sir. I really... Women love a good communicator.
And who are you here this evening with?
My daughter.
You must have a cool relationship with your daughter, because a lot of parents wouldn't bring their daughter to a comedy show in case the comic was talked about... the shit I'm about to talk about. That's cool. All
right. My mom's out of town.
Your mom's out of town?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to go home with your dad, baby. Not that there's... Not that... You know what I mean? You could have just waited three jokes before you proposed your father to me. Do you go to college?
I just graduated.
You graduated? What did you study? Do you want to be a therapist?
No.
Oh, good. Okay. I dated a therapist, and it was very untherapeutic. And she was really into astrology. And don't get me wrong, I am obsessed with horoscopes as much as the next guy trying to get laid. Do you find that disturbing? If your job is to give people advice and you're, like, referring to the stars, do you think that's a bad...
I mean, I love astrology, too.
So. Oh, same! Are you kidding me? What star sign are you?
Aquarius.
My rescue cat is Aquarius. What about tarot cards? She was really into tarot cards, which I think are just like Pokemon for gypsies, really. Are you into tarot cards too? No, yeah, it's weird, right? Tarot cards are bullshit, not like astrology. But, so if you studied psychology and you don't want to be a therapist, what do you want to be?
No idea.
No idea. Cool. That's comforting for you. Maybe you think that's why your mom left. All right.
How long have you guys been together for?
About 15 years.
Are you married?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Trust me, I won't bring that up when she comes back. Yeah, you don't want to rush into anything. Where did you guys meet?
At a house party.
When she comes back, I'm going to pretend that you talked to me and arranged for you to propose. How you doing? While you were gone, we did a little survey, and you were voted the most patient woman in Connecticut. And I heard you guys met at a house party.
His virgin.
His virgin. His, oh, his. God, you must be horny waiting for this big night. All right. Why? Oh, are you having a baby? Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, you are. Oh, he's the, okay. Doesn't really check in with that virgin story you told me. They're very religious, these two. Maybe when he's old enough, the baby could be your best man.
Do I hear a slight accent, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you want to divulge that? Or you're acting like you're crossing the border. What,
where? I'm here legally.
You're here legally? Okay, first off, very defensive. And what, where are you from? That's all I really wanted to know.
From France.
France, okay, cool, wow. Is your girlfriend, are you from France too?
No, I'm Persian.
You're Persian, okay, cool. All right, I know where that is. Sir, do you live in America now?
Yeah.
What motivated you? Because we've both immigrated.
So I was living in Spain, fell in love with an American girl.
Okay, just wait, you fell in love with an American girl? But are you not with a Persian?
No, different one.
Different one. Okay, cool. All right. Let me tell you a little tradition we do in the New World is when you don't have to do this. This is something we just brainstormed on the Mayflower. But when you're with one woman, sir, you don't bring up the other woman that you fell in love with. That's a little something we do. But no, honestly, it's honestly have red wine at lunch and cock block yourself if that's what you want to do. And how long have you been with your girlfriend for?
This is our second date.
Oh, your second date, okay. So far, so good, Matthew. Good God. What would possess you to talk about the woman in Spain? Why did it? It wasn't even part of it. I'm like, no. I got something funny to say, Matthew. Because I said, where did you meet her? And you're like, I got fucked in Spain. And I'm like, it had nothing to do with that. I found out that because I'm dyslexic, if I have a kid, 50% chance that they will be dyslexic. To me, that seems like a lot for them to deal with. You know what I mean? Dyslexia and being raised by a single mom. Right? Matthew, you got a kid in Spain. Girls, what do you two do? That's fucking crazy. That, I mean, it's for me, it's more of a hobby, but that is... you know when you love something and you're like, I don't want to do this like professionally, but you just... That's impressive. You help people heal, right?
You know what it is?
Neuromuscular therapy, yes. NMT. Not so dyslexic, am I? What is your what's your boyfriend's occupation?
I don't have a boyfriend.
You don't have a boyfriend? Crazy. What's that? Do I have a girlfriend? Wow. Bumble Live. I don't want to get into it, but I'm just so heartbroken. Yeah, it's not complicated. She broke up with me because I like neurotherapy too much. And
I have a question.
Oh, yeah, this is the part of the show I take questions.
Were you really in special ed?
I am dyslexic. I was in special ed.
Oh,
I have a crush on you. Bye-bye.
My
is where I also teach special ed.
Oh, you teach special ed?
Yes. I
want to
tell him that he can be successful like you because he's funny.
Oh, okay. Don't you think if something, if we developed a relationship, don't you think that would really send a good message to the kids? Don't you? Please, baby, not on your phone. I had, you can order a drink on your phone? Oh, really? What do you want to drink? Yeah, I can read. I told her to talk about that. Dude, fuck.